Hey, good evening, everybody. How are y'all doing tonight? Welcome to tonight's episode of Live with Body Pal. I've got my co-host Gary here. How are you, Gary?
What's going on, Adam? I'm doing well, still adjusting from West Coast time, but I'm going to make it.
Excellent. And my guest, Dina with Thrifty Junker. How are you tonight, Dina?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. I do appreciate you joining us tonight so we could talk about all your resale adventures, your YouTube adventures, and cool t-shirts that you like to sell your friends. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Y'all, if y'all have not come across Thrifty Junker's YouTube channel before, there is a link to her channel in the description below. There's also a link to Gary's channel in the description below. Let's share some love, y'all. Go sub, subscribe, and check out their videos because they are some awesome, awesome content. Dina.
Yes.
I like to begin my interviews with my guests in lightning rounds. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Okay.
You may not know what's going to come up, but it's going to be something right off the cuff. Gary, you got a timer ready by chance? We're going to do this real fast, true lightning round fashion, kind of like the Family Feud, right?
All right.
I'm going to ask the question and you answer it off the top of your head. And we're just going to skip on through real fast. And then We'll talk about them all. Gary, go. Dina, half empty or half full? How do you like your glass?
Half full.
Burger King fries or McDonald's fries?
McDonald's.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Which is better sourcing for you? Thrift stores or yard sales?
Yard sales.
And what's your favorite thing to resell, clothes or hard goods?
Hard goods.
Hey, and you beat the time. Good job. All right. Excellent, excellent. We'll let the whole Apple thing slide because we're an Android show. You know, we'll continue on. And, you know, I think everybody pretty much chooses McDonald's, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
What are you, Gary? Have I ever asked you that question?
I don't think so, but McDonald's definitely has the best fries over me, as long as they're hot. Otherwise, you know, they're the types that fall
exactly.
on your floorboard
yeah.
and you find them a year later and it looks the exact same.
That's what I always feel like, that the Burger King fries stay warm longer and the McDonald's fries don't. They maybe taste better when they're hot, mm-hmm. but Burger King is better in my personal opinion.
Is it because Burger Kings are a little bit bigger?
Yes, and they're mm-hmm. fried in a different way.
I think so. Okay. I think so.
We got some people here tonight. I'm sure they're here to see you, Dina. They're not here to see my ugly little face. We got Mom's Closets, Texas. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Hi, Chris.
Appreciate you. We also got Rick Unloaded All. Hey, how you doing, buddy? And Ken. Hey, Ken, SSK Promo. He says, hey, everybody.
What's up, Ken?
We met Ken this past mm-hmm. week.
Yep.
Gary, I'm sorry to say, we might have a little bit of conversation you don't have a lot of insight in, but you can feel free to ask as many questions as you want to, because we're probably going to talk about it.
How we fill time here at the Live with Baldy Pal show.
We got Greg, Rocket Mountain Resale. Hey, buddy, thanks for coming out. And Cameron is here too. What's up, Cameron? Here's a new name. I think he was on the auction last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jonathan Alfaro. Thanks for coming out and supporting the auction.
I think he's Luis's brother.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah, we had a nice auction last night over on Cali Resale. Mm-hmm. It went on for hours. I had to cut off. I was getting tired. It went on till about 12:30.
Yep.
Good deal, too. I appreciate everybody who supported us there at that auction. All right, Dina.
I might have spent a little bit of money.
Did you? Yeah. I've got a tally sheet right over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I'm going to send you an invoice soon. Yeah. But I do appreciate that as well. But
it's his bro, not his brother. Okay, well, I thought they were pretty close, though.
Bro? Is that a brother from another mother type of situation?
Yeah, probably.
There you go. Flipping Midwest, thanks for coming out and joining us tonight. We do appreciate that. Well, Dina, you know, it just so happens that we did a lot of auctions last night, and a lot of the stuff we auctioned was t-shirts, and mm-hmm. I happen to have one here that is kind of the start of the relationship that you and I have, right? Our friendship began with a Star Wars t-shirt. You remember that?
Yep.
Yep. Man, oh man, how did that begin? You remember? I think I might have reached out to you on Instagram.
I had a video where I had snagged a bunch of t-shirts. That was when I did a collab. I'd snagged a bunch of about 30 some t-shirts, and I did a video on all the t-shirts. And you asked me about one of them, and it wasn't the right size. And I said, but I got this other one, and I showed you that one, and you're like, oh yeah, I want that one.
Yeah, I'm a t-shirt fanatic when they're in the right size. Star Wars, Marvel, DC, whatever it may be, pop culture wise. And I had to snag this one up. She gave me a really good deal, y'all. So I don't know. Hey, if you get your eBay store in some way, shape, or form from your YouTube channel, that people can get there and check out everything you got to sell?
Yeah, it's on my YouTube channel. It's on all my videos.
There you go. Yeah. So if you're in the market for a really cool, nice t-shirt, I bet you she's got a bunch. In fact, I know she's going to have about 20 new ones soon.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a bunch of new ones.
Oh, man, who we got? We got Resale Chick up in here.
My girl, Andy.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for joining us tonight. And Aaron Rebel Junk.
Hi, Aaron.
How are you tonight, Aaron? Appreciate you joining
us. We met her at the rally, too.
Yep. And Girl Hustle. Hey, how are you? All right. The rally. What a weekend. Did you get any sleep Friday or Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. Because I stayed at a totally different hotel.
Oh, that's true.
I got some sleep.
Yeah. The Embassy ended up being the party of all parties. Yeah, that was a buttload of fun, though. Bunch of people, non-resellers, I'm sorry, non-YouTubers, and just plain old resellers. I mean, I'd have to guess over 200 people were there, right?
Yeah.
Very, very interesting backgrounds. All of them doing their own thing in a different way. I would sit down and talk to somebody new every hour, and I'd learn something new every hour. It's just amazing the imagination people have to the resale world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really can come up with anything to resell.
Oh, yeah.
What was the oddest thing that you saw that was out there for resale? You say people can come up with anything. What was the oddest thing, like, or the thing that was the most off the wall?
Oh, shoot. That's a good question. Off the wall, man. There was this gentleman I sat down with that was talking about, he started the conversation with talking about just glassware in general. And then he told me that he doesn't do any sourcing from thrift stores. He does sourcing from estate sales. And he likes to, I mean, it's not really that odd, but I guess you have to look at the person, and you just didn't see him being the person who would sell it. And he said vase. I say vase, but he does flower vases. And I'm like, that's like your niche. And he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's money in there. The artwork, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call that odd or unusual, but I didn't see it coming from this particular person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is funny how people find their niche or niche or however niche. You would say it. Yeah, niche. Yeah.
Niche.
Yeah. It's French. It's French.
What's your niche, Dina?
Yeah.
What would you say is your niche?
Well, I'm getting more into toys. I think because there's so many toys out there, and there's so many toys that I didn't get to play with when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So I love toys, and I love playing with toys, and finding cool old toys is really fun. So
that's a really good one. And there are a buttload of toys out there to choose from.
Yeah.
Wow, we've already got a lot more people out here in the show. I can't even keep up with them all. We got Maria in real life.
Hi, Maria.
And we got Bearded Thrift Machine, Julian. Thanks for showing up, buddy. Oh, here's an awesome guy, Leroy. One of the best shows on Wednesday, and I am never here. I apologize. Hosting guests. That's okay, Leroy.
I pulled him over tonight. Yeah.
Nice.
Been busy, but appreciate what you guys do to the community. Likewise, buddy. Appreciate you when you were on the show a few weeks ago. Just appreciate your support too, my friend. And you got lots of support for yourself. Look, you got Julian and Aaron is it Andy?
Andy. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You got some support too, buddy. So you mean a lot to the community as well. Thanks for coming out, my friend. I was looking through your videos, Dina. And I saw a couple of different videos that was related to free stuff. Okay. And I came across one of them that talked about how to get free stuff to resell. You want to give us a couple of tips on that real quick?
Sure. So the first, probably in the biggest thing is Facebook Marketplace. I go on there quite a bit. I will look at the newly listed items, and I will narrow it down to my area. And I have found a ton of just free stuff on people giving away stuff. And so I've gotten a ton of stuff from Facebook Marketplace for free.
To resell or to, I've heard of people getting free stuff off of Marketplace for like shipping, like packing material.
Oh, no,
and stuff
to
like
resell.
That.
Yeah. So I've picked up full bags of plush. I've picked up, I thought I was going for some small boxes of books, ended up being huge boxes of books. And then the lady had a huge roll off dumpster in her front yard. And when I got there and I was like, can I look in there? And she, they were moving and they were getting rid of all kinds of stuff. I dumpster dove. I got stuff out of the dumpster. She's like, I've got a few things in the house that I'm giving away. If you want them, I got those. So yeah. Curb alerts on Facebook Marketplace. People just put free stuff out on the curb. Yeah.
Is that an actual search term, curb alert?
Yeah.
I am writing that one down.
Yeah. And I have an app that will, it combines Facebook Marketplace, I think Craigslist, and the Nextdoor app. And it will give you alerts when somebody posts something for free.
Well, can you share that app with us?
Yeah. If you want to make me big, I can show it to you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's I just learned how to do that. There you go.
So it's this free stuff alert.
Free stuff alert.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you just put in your location. And I actually had to turn my notifications off because it was blowing up my phone with free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But you can actually, it'll tell you where the free stuff is. And then you can actually contact people through that app instead of going to the individual apps. And
Gary, can you do a search on the Android Marketplace real quick and make sure that's just not an
iPhone exclusive? Yeah, make
sure. There. I'm downloading it as we speak. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
That's okay. We got, I got a few new faces in the crowd. We got eBay Addicts up in here.
That's
How are you, Jeff?
I'm on his show tomorrow.
Oh, shoot. They just jumped on me. Okay, we got Jimmy up in here. What's up? Hey, yo. Ran into Jimmy at the rally as well. Dude, these, when I say people are genuine, I mean, this whole rally was full of some genuine people.
Yes.
They are straight up, would give you the shirt off their back type situation. And I appreciate that. A whole room full of them. And that's what made the weekend so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Did you say my wife was here?
How yes, your wife. Your beautiful wife is here.
Oh, look, there she is. Hey, everyone. Good seeing you again. Happy belated birthday, Gary.
Thank you, Paige. Appreciate you.
And you're my favorite, body pal. That's right, baby. Aww. All right.
All my friends are here.
Excelente. Oh, we got Amputee Adventures. I think that's James, right? Is this a Kentucky auction or something?
No.
Not quite. We're not auctioning off anything tonight, my friend.
Patrick's here.
You missed that last night. We had one, a real good one. So which one? Who's Patrick Murphy? What's up, dude? Okay, Gary, you remember when I was telling you something about radio or something?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That guy's the one that we're gonna have to worry about in the future.
Okay, the best podcast. So Dina, I was gonna say, I actually since you talked about free stuff alert and curb alerts and all that good stuff, so when my dad was in the military, right, so I grew up as an army brat, so when we used to live in Germany, there used to be this thing that would happen about once a year or so. And I'm sure the laws changed or something like that happened, but the Germans used to have to pay taxes on possessions that they had, right? Once a year, right?
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would get rid of a bunch of stuff. Like the day before, they would put it out on the curb. Whoever wants it, come get it. Otherwise, it's going to the trash type thing. And they used to call it junking, right? That's what they used to call it. The military family used to call it junking. Now, this was back in the 80s and 90s. So
I was never in the military or in the military family, but I've heard that term before.
Yep. Yep. And so what the Germans would throw out, though, is like antique furniture. Wow. They would throw out, as a matter of fact, one guy we knew, he found a full German World War II uniform. You know, and other World War II relics and things like that, that they would just hang on to that, again, they just had to get rid of. And so it was kind of one of those nights where, you know, you would have loved it if you were in Germany. Yeah. At the time. I'm sure you would have loved it. So,
well, so my grandma used to call it junkin' when we would go thrifting or yard selling.
Okay. Okay.
And so, and well, she was German accent, German mm-hmm. descent. Mm-hmm. But that's where part of my name comes from. Because my grandma,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah, because my grandma used to call it junkin'. So, oh, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice little tie in there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Didn't even know.
Yeah, didn't even know it.
So. Oh, James says, saw the wall come down. Daughter was born in Germany.
Wow, that's awesome. Yep.
I was there when the wall came down. As a matter of fact, in '89, we were there. We saw it. I remember I was 9 years old, and it was a few weeks later. Wait. This person said they were stationed in Aschaffenburg.
Yeah.
In 89 and 90. That's where we were.
Wow.
In 89 and 90. So that's awesome. Wow.
Thank you for your services, James.
Yes. I've never met anybody else who was stationed in Aschaffenburg. Nice.
That's awesome.
And so. I guess you said it right, because there's an A in the front. Me being from the South, I would have pronounced that A, but
Aschaffenburg.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, very cool. But yeah, I remember when we saw the wall come down, we went to Berlin. I was probably about 3 months afterwards. And, you know, it was still fairly new, still them reuniting East and West Germany. So I remember we walked through the part of the wall where the Brandenburg Gate was, you know. So I remember I've been to the Brandenburg Gate where the wall used to cut right through. And there was a, I may have told this story before in the past, but there was a market that was there, like a Sunday type market. And I remember that, you know, you had some people that were still the communists on the mm-hmm. East German side. And I remember, you know, walking around, and this one guy, he handed me this little communist star, you know, a little pin that you could put on. And he says to me, he says, "For you, little comrade." And then he gives it to me, you know, and I still have it to this day.
Oh,
it's kind of crazy. Yeah. And apparently, I don't know if it was Lenin that was in the middle, or Lenin's son, or somebody like that. It was somebody of significance is in the middle of it. But it was just one of those things that, you know, you can only experience over there. So, but yeah, and we picked up a bunch of Berlin Wall pieces and all that good stuff. So, Adam, if you ever want a piece of the Berlin Wall, I got you, man.
Oh, do you?
I've got a tub of it. Yeah, my parents still have a tub of it at their house.
I wanted to say hello to Angelo, who is a new name for us here in the crowd. He was stationed in Germany as well, 77 to 80. And then we got WikiPix as well. Thanks for coming through, buddy. Never got stationed in Germany, but lots of friends say I missed out. I want to take a poll, because I was never in the military, but I want to take a poll right now. If you're in the chat, just put the American flag emoji in the chat. If you are in the military, or you're a veteran, or you're active now, I just want to recognize you, because I appreciate the military a lot. And I just want to know what my fan base looks like from that perspective. So what is one of the best items that you got for free, Dina? Like highest price or biggest surprise, rarest, whatever the case may be. What do you think was the best item
that I got for free?
That you got for free.
Wow. Well, I'd have to say it's not something that I've resold.
Okay, that's fine.
Can I say that?
That's fine with me. Unless you that tell us a family secret or something.
No,
like
that would probably be my new puppy.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That fits the
that's
bill.
Priceless. Mm-hmm. Will not sell her.
Got her for free, too.
Yep. Got her.
French
bulldog.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Those are like money dogs these days.
She's about a $5,000 dog. She was from a breeder.
Mm-hmm. I could not even imagine paying $5,000.
Lucky score right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a total God thing. Yeah.
We got our golden doodle for free. You know, my brother-in-law had him. And like when I heard what my sister-in-law paid for him, I was like, are you serious? So, but we got him for free. And, you know, we love him too. So, that's awesome. That's really awesome.
That is a really good one. Good answer. Good answer. I didn't expect that, but that was good. Now, you also have a live show of your own, correct?
I do. Mm-hmm. On Sunday and nights. Mm-hmm.
What time? Go ahead.
7 p.m. Eastern on Sunday nights. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And you, what is it you like to showcase on your show? What is it built around? Go ahead and talk about that for a second.
So my heart, what God put on my heart was to feature women. I've had men on my show, but, smaller channels that are just starting out. A lot of people are nervous about being on, live shows. And so, mm-hmm. I don't usually have a lot of people in the chat, but I'm hoping that will grow eventually, but I love to feature brand new channels, that are, up and coming that, I've watched and I've seen good things, because I was given that opportunity. And so I want to give that opportunity to others. And I want to encourage, women and females to build their business and be, become YouTubers. And, yeah.
Very cool. Well, you're doing a great thing. The ones I've been able to catch, they have some great stories to tell and very interesting stories, and they may be just getting started, but mm-hmm. their road, it's going to be a good one right in front of them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, we got Flippin' Accountant up in here.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, what's up, buddy? He said, good evening, everyone. Adam, Gary, mm-hmm. and Dina. Excellent. And Callie Reseller Lewis is in here. Thanks for showing up, my friend.
How are you doing?
He's the guy with the auctions, people. If you are in the mood to just look at some awesome fire stuff and you can get it at good prices too on his show.
Yeah.
Put the reminders on for his auctions. They're great. They're awesome. All right. So on your show, you've had mm-hmm. some younger, I'm going to say young YouTubers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ones who are more or less just getting started. And you said you were hoping that yours will grow. I'm sure yours will, because I see it growing every time I log on. And mm-hmm. that's a good thing. I personally want to point one thing out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Your background. The room you're sitting in right now.
Right.
That looks almost virtual.
Yeah.
And in this world of virtual backgrounds and WebExes and on Skype and StreamYards and green screens and stuff like that. So is that a library? Like, do you have your own library? So you like to read, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell the truth. Do you not like to read? You just own a lot of books?
I love to read. Do I have time to read? No. I listen to a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably a third or not a fourth of my books.
Right.
This is just my entrepreneur type books. And
I also mix it with all those characters and stuff over there. I told
some friends that I needed to up my game with some resale stuff. And so you can see it's kind of, I got Charmander up here and, you know, so I've kind of put it a little bit of stuff in there.
I see it.
But yeah, this is just a wall of bookshelves to separate from the chaos behind there.
All right. So you said those were business books, like
these are entrepreneur books. Type business type books. Yeah.
I know somebody else who's got a really cool library. It's mm-hmm. this dude right here.
Oh, okay.
What are the books in your library, Gary? What would you say you like to store in your library more than anything else?
I love autograph books. Like, autograph books and first editions are mm-hmm. sort of my jam. When I find them at Goodwill, that's what I really go for. I make a point to go through the titles that I like, the famous people and things like that, and just grab the book and see if it's autographed. And you'd be amazed how many of them are autographed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've gotten some pretty cool things. I think I'm up to three U.S. presidents now.
Oh, wow.
Three presidents, two first ladies, several generals, things like that. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. And then just regular authors. And I'm still waiting to find the Stephen King or the, you know, somebody like that. Yeah. But that one's going to be a little bit tougher to find, I think. But
I'm sure I have a few autographed books. But I think the ones down here are probably John Maxwell's. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple of autographs from him.
That's cool. Yeah, I remember the 21 Laws of Leadership. I actually taught at my company at one point.
His books are amazing.
Gary, yeah. you taught a class? That's crazy to think about.
I did. I know, right? Imagine that. Actually,
I've seen you swing a golf club, but I've never seen you teach a class before.
I definitely teach a class way better than I swing a golf club. I'll tell you that. It's funny, actually, because you mentioned books. I got to meet this past week. I got to meet an author of one of the books that I found that was autographed. And the guy, his name is Chris Tonto Peronto. And if that name sounds familiar to anybody, he fought at Benghazi. And he wrote the book 13 Hours, which they later made into the movie. Super, super dude with a hell of a story. I mean, hell of a story. Talking about like not quitting and always seeing it through to the end and things like that. I mean, just amazing. So you brought books, so I had to bring that up, you know, the fact that we got to meet him. It was just a humbling experience for sure.
It's like Angelo says he's got plenty. I'm assuming he's referring to books because here at the end he says they don't sell well except for his Jimmy Carter autograph, I assume.
Well, usually, so,
these aren't for sale.
Yeah.
You don't sell your autographed books though, do you, Gary?
Oh, I have I have books behind here that they're usually multiples that I know that they're good books, and so I was buying them up and selling them. I sell most of my books on Mercari right now. I haven't looked into Amazon yet. I hear it's gonna get harder to do Amazon. I don't know.
What have you heard? Can you leak some of the
details? I don't. Somebody said that it was going to be harder. I don't know.
It's already hard to begin with. I've been trying to sell on Amazon for since January. What's this month? Okay. This is June, so 6 months in. Yeah. I've sold 4 books, 3 returns.
Oh, no.
So I'm just, you know, I'm going to stick with it a little bit longer because my point is to make it to the electronics, to where I'm ungated from the electronics, because those sell for about 25% more on Amazon than they do on eBay. And so that's my end game. At least I'm going to push through a little bit longer. I'm not going to quit yet. We got somebody up in here I haven't said hello to. Her name is Chandra. Thank you so much for coming out.
How are you doing?
I do appreciate that and your support. Truly, truly do. Oh, Flippin' Accountant wants to chime in. Amazon is tough to sell on, but I'd get started sooner rather than later. They implement new restrictions and rules all the time. So apparently it may be getting a little bit tougher now, but it seems to always be getting tougher, right? If they're changing things all the time, you got to keep up with it. eBay doesn't change all the time, I don't think, but they do change, drastically about once a year?
There's Danny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's up, Pico Resellers? Danny, right? Yeah, man. Yep. How are y'all?
How you doing?
Thanks for joining us tonight, Danny.
He said now, y'all. He said it right.
He did. We met him up there, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you sell your books? Do you fulfill them?
Yeah, I don't do Amazon fulfillment. I do because they go so slow, I'll end up spending more money on stock over at Amazon than I would just doing it on my own here. So, all righty. So we have a segment that we like to call Hot or Not. Okay. And this is where we talk about brands that are, you know, not so much, they're hot, yes, they're bolos, but there's also brands that are not bolos, right? So we're going to do hot and not. Y'all get ready.
Hot or not.
You get exactly 5 seconds. Well, I don't mind starting it off while y'all think about it. So the point of this is for the chat is we like to not just share the hot items, the bolos that you need to keep your lookout for. We also like to tell our stories of where we may have flopped or flunked or something used to be hot, but now it's not anymore. Whatever the case may be, we share the good and we share the bad just to help everybody learn, right? So I've moved into electronics a lot here lately. Over the past 6 months, I've sold much more money in electronics than I ever did in clothes in the past year, to be very honest with you. And I've learned 2 things. 1, recorders, specifically DVD VCR combo recorder units, are super, super hot. Okay. those that can make that can do the recording from the VHS side over to the CD side or DVD side, I'm sorry, but also record from the TV to the DVD, hot, hot products. But I've also learned that there is a particular brand of VCRs you just need to stay away from. And that brand is called Emerson. Now, I'm sure you, when you see it, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I've heard of that brand. You may not ring a bell with you right now, but my opinion, if you could just stay away from Emerson brand. It looks like they're selling on eBay and you could get them for $5 at Goodwill, but you're going to be sitting on them for a very, very long time. So heed my advice, stay away from Emerson. But if you want to know the best that I've discovered, the best brand is Magnavox. When it comes to the electronics, now there's close seconds, I'm sure, but the one I can guarantee sell over and over and over and over again is Magnavox when it comes to VHS VCR players, DVD combo units. Magnavox is a good name. Look it up every time. I'd be willing to say that if it's $10, even $15 or less, pick it up anyway. Take it home, test it. If your Goodwill's got a return option, take advantage of it. If your Goodwill does not have a return option, do as much testing as you possibly can in the store, and I'm pretty sure you could at least still sell it for parts for more than $15.
I was just about to add that in, Adam, that I've seen some of those that you mentioned that even if it doesn't work, it seems like the market out there for parts is high enough to where people repairing and piecing together are the ones to make them work. So that's they right. definitely still have value even in non-working condition.
Danny does not like electronics. Yeah. I just get the vibe that he doesn't like electronics. I don't know what it is. Maybe he doesn't want to test them. Go ahead and tell us, Danny, what is it about them you don't like about them? Gary, have you got a hot and or a not you would like to share?
I want to add to that Magnavox one.
Okay.
I've told them that I've sold two DVD VCRs, and the last one that I sold was a Magnavox.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a forehead. It was just a regular, it wasn't a where you could record from the VHS to the other. But I got it for free and I sold it for $69.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
And then my other one, I think was the Magnavox too, but I'm not for sure, but you can ask him and I'll look for it.
Magnavox is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Actually just found one of those recently.
There you go.
My other one was a Magnavox as well. And I sold it for $72.49.
There it is.
You just helped me prove my point, Dina. Thank you very much.
Trying to help.
Perfect. What you got there, buddy?
I am going to go with a not, but it's going to be a general category. Okay. There was a while back where I had heard that if you purchase airline pieces like memorabilia and bits and all that from airlines, that they would actually do very well. What's really weird is I've never had success with that. And people talk about all the time, oh, I sell, you know, these old brochures, or I sell these old teddy bears, you know, the little pilot's wings and things like that. I have never had success with that. So it's going in my not category. Now, I'm sure out there, if you have something that's super vintage or it's something very unique, you know, then it's out there. Matter of fact, I stayed in an Airbnb once, and this person was, I think, a former pilot or something like that. And they collected and outfitted their Airbnb with airline memorabilia to the point where they even had a row of seats in the bedroom. Row of airline seats in the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
I was like, that's kind of cool. Like, you sit in them, you know, and all that. And had little flip-up ashtrays and all that good stuff. So it was really cool, you know. But that's the thing is I've never had success with them. And it drives me nuts because I think it's a very cool category. I really do. I love aviation. I love, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I've never had a good luck with it. So I'm going to put it down as a personal not. If your mileage varies on that, that's awesome. And I wish you the best of luck with it, obviously. It just doesn't work for me.
And with our knots, we always have the caveat that there's like an 80-20 rule. 20% of the time, there's going to be a caveat. You know, maybe you found an outlier, but for the most part, we just don't recommend that they're worth your time.
Yeah.
Danny says that they're big for scammers, and that's why he hates them.
Oh, electronics. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
I want to say hey to Wyatt real quick, who's shown up. Says, I don't either. I have a couple of great experiences, but some horrible ones. Talking about electronics, I think. And that's true. It's true. You got to be on the lookout, I guess, on any category you sell on eBay. But there are definitely, that's kind of a category that's higher on the scammer list, right? Mm-hmm. Especially your expensive ones. Be smart. Be a very good, smart eBay reseller and just notice the signs, right? We're not going to talk about scammers right now. That's a whole completely different episode. You got anything you want to share, Dina? You got a hot or not?
I have a hot that I'm getting ready to work on. I have a lot of Monster High dolls.
Oh, yeah.
And I've kind of been looking up some of them individually. Individually, they may not go for much, but if you lot them up, there are people out there that repaint them, that redo them, that fix them if they're broken. And so a lot of times if you lot them up, they will go for decent money. So,
wow. I did not know that they do that.
Oh yeah.
I thought collecting. Yeah. But yeah. I honestly wouldn't have ever guessed that they go through the trouble of repainting them or finishing because them or anything.
They don't make them anymore. And so they restore them if they've been, a lot of them, their hair will be a wreck.
That explains a lot.
They'll have arms and legs broke off or whatever. And so their necks will be loose. And so different things will happen to them just from playing with them. And so there are people who restore them all over the world. So, yeah. So if you find Monster High dolls, snatch them up. They're cheap. I think he's frozen. I can't hear you.
All right. Can everybody hear me now? Okay. I think we're having some technical difficulties, everybody. If everybody just kind of hangs on there for a second, I'm pretty sure that that Adam will be back. He just says that the internet went out. He just texted me. So please don't leave the show. I think we're going to have everybody back. So yeah, Jennifer says that I am the star now. All right, cool. Well, I can do anything you want. I can read questions or whatever. I can look in the chat. Again, if you have a hot or a not, and you want to post it up in the chat just for everybody to read, I think that would be really cool. I did see some posts earlier where apparently there was somebody else in the chat that was also stationed in Aschaffenburg, Germany, which was really cool. My dad.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, it happens, Adam. Don't worry. We kept the show going here for you. Well, at least I did. Dina's not here. I don't know what happened to her. So maybe she's restarting with the link.
My internet did go out of the house, everybody, and I am very sorry that that cut us off, and I apologize. It's different. I've never tried to do a show from my cell phone before, but Dina's not here, huh?
No. Very shortly after you cut out, she cut out, which I don't know why. Maybe she was restarting. Maybe she thought there was something wrong with the StreamYard link.
She probably thought it was her.
She says she's in the backstage.
I'm going to try to figure it out. There she is.
Okay.
All right. We got her back. I was like, yeah. You were Rose, and I couldn't hear Gary. So I was like,
okay. I had myself muted while I reloaded my beer supply. And so I forgot I had myself muted. So, well, this is the
man alive. Thank you. We still got 20 watching, and that's how many was there when that happened. And thank you so much,
thanks
guys,
for
sticking around.
Guys.
Yeah,
anytime,
we
anytime.
Can. We're not going to wrap it up. Let's keep going. No. Let's keep going. I'm gonna wait for my internet to eventually pick back up. But in the meantime, Gary, you were talking about what were you talking about, buddy?
So somebody else that was in the chat, and it looks like Angelo, he was also in Aschaffenburg, Germany, stationed there, which, again, now you're the second person I've ever met that has been there like that. So my dad was actually in the 4th and 66th Armor. So I don't know if that means anything, if that unit was there at the time you were there, but, you know, it's pretty cool if not. Adam, you're muted. Whatever's happening, you're muted.
MediaCom can just kiss my butt. Golly, they are
and
like...
And you're the tech guy.
Yeah, it's the button on the bottom of the mic. Yeah,
everybody I'm stick around because the 9:30 show is completely
this is hilarious.
So
awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, no, like I don't know, Dina, in your area, but we have a like every cable internet company has a jurisdiction, and you cannot get more than one option for internet.
Oh.
And so you just have to you stick with them, and that's it. That's how our area is broken down. There's three companies to technically choose from, but you can't get more than one option at your house.
Wow. So, no, we just got fiber optic ran at our house because of my husband working from home and me working from home. We used AT&T for the longest time just through our cell service and AT&T,
mm-hmm.
Like a hotspot thing, and yeah, we were like, okay, we've got to get some fiber optic in here. So
first off, Dina, I did not, did you have a knot after your hot? Cause that's about the time when we were talking about Monster High Dolls, that's about the time I got cut off. So I didn't want to, I want to give you that opportunity.
I know
you had
the
one.
Newer generation of Monster High Dolls don't do as well. So okay. the newer generations, I don't have a lot of those, but I do have a few of them. I haven't really comped them, but I know they don't do as well as the first generation ones. So
do you know when they quit making them?
2017, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's fairly recent though.
Yeah.
Aaron says, my most recent hot is vintage children's tea sets made in Japan. That's a new category. Vintage tea sets made in Japan.
Yeah. She had an Instagram post about that.
I'm going to write that down. Tea from Japan.
Yeah, that Patrick, that was through my telephone service provider. Well, AT&T. It was through our cell phone. But
yeah, okay, so we have mm-hmm. telephone through the same company mm-hmm. we have cable through.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We have another option that's AT&T DSL that goes up to 8 megs per second.
Yeah,
MediaCom gives me over 100 megs per second.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
but yeah, there are technically other options, but they're not really comparable. Yeah.
We had satellite for the longest time and it was crap. If the weather was bad,
satellite internet is no good at all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably the event you have all been waiting for, but it is time to play a game of More or Less. All right, everybody.
That's still an accurate depiction of my hair quality, by the way. So, unfortunately.
So, Gary versus Guest in a game of More or Less. This is where I have gone through the major tunnels of eBay looking for some of the oddest, craziest, weirdest, highest priced things you would never think was being sold on eBay. And I've picked five very peculiar items. Mm. The point is here, I'm going to display the item, the description, the title. I'm going to tell you a made up price that I made up for the item, and I've covered up the actual price for the item. And Dina and Gary here, they have to determine if they think that my price is actually more or less than the actual price. And they've got little cards that they're going to hold up, and I've got a score pad here, and we're going to see who can come up on top. So there are five. You could technically tie, but that rarely ever happens. And Gary is our house champion. Oh. So Dina, you've got some work to do. Okay. Are you ready for this? Let me share my screen real quick.
While he's pulling it up, it's worth saying I have not seen any of these before. I don't know what's about to come up. I don't even know the categories or anything. So,
all right. And the first item is a baby fetus Siamese twins double-headed pickled punk circus freak medical specimen. Now, I'm sure that those last words are just keywords that they put in there, but baby fetus Siamese twins in a pickle jar.
Not an actual baby fetus. biohazard warning on it.
There you go. All right. So what, do you read that somewhere? I don't see that anywhere.
I'm just guessing here. I mean, call me crazy. But so
it could be. You never know.
Well, judging by how it's out of the jar in the other photos.
My mom was a biology teacher, and she had things in jars you wouldn't believe. Okay,
says new in bag.
Two actual human beings.
It doesn't come in the jar. It comes in the bag. Right. All right, so
add your own coloring. Yeah.
The price I have listed, and you can play along in the chat if you so wish to do so. The price I have listed is $39.97. Now, just get ready, but when I say reveal, I want you both to hold up your choice to the camera so that I can see it. You do it at the same time, okay?
So that your price is more.
The actual price is more. You get. Okay. You're trying to determine if the actual price is more or less than my price.
Okay.
All right. So my price is $39.97. Do you think the actual price is more or less? Reveal. Both of you say more. All right. And I am happy to say that both of you are correct. The actual price was $49 to get yourself a little set of pickled Siamese twins.
Hi, Mo.
Somebody's gearing up for Halloween.
Yeah, it's great for Halloween, right? Did you see somebody new in the chat? I want to say hello to. There's Mo.
Mo is here.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for coming out and supporting us. There's Treasures Noir.
Oh, that's Kayla.
I saw her on your show. Didn't I?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Patrick said less. Sorry, sir. Oh. Aaron got it right with more. And so did WikiPix.
Yeah.
Excellent. And Treasures got more as well. All right. There's no fooling you guys. Okay. Let's move right along. Here is the second item. Oh my gosh. This is a taxidermy duck butt. And it says butt quack on the little inscription there. It's a taxidermied duck butt, honestly, and it says butt quack on it. I say that this item is $29.90. You have to determine if the actual retail price is more or less. Reveal. Both of you say less. All right. All right, you're on a roll. It was $24.99.
Wow. That's close though. Wow.
Yeah, no, y'all did good. $24.99. We got Patrick with less, Aaron with less, WikiPix with more, Mo with more, Treasures with less. So the duck butt threw a couple of people off, but not too many. All right, here is the third item. How about some shrunken heads?
Oh, wow.
Now, it says that they're made of leather and they're replicas 4-inch tall with gray hairs. Although, I have to honestly question, even without the word replica in this description, do you think that would have thrown really anybody off to think that they were actually selling shrunken heads on eBay?
Right, we're selling human parts again here.
Yeah. So I say that this item is $34.95. Creepy. Yes. This whole game is full of creepy tonight.
Yeah.
And I say it's $34.95. You have to determine if the actual price was more or less. Go ahead and reveal. More and more. You both say more. All right.
I just read that it was one shrunken head. Okay, but still, man, $25, not bad.
$25 for a shrunken head. Yes, one real leather.
Oh, it's just one. Oh, I thought it was more.
Yeah, I read that too. But still, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. All right. Well, you're still tied at 2-2.
Yeah.
Mo said way more. Way more. And replica. Yes, it's a replica. It's not a real shrunken head. Headshots on the decline. Oh, you're amazing.
That's a good price.
And WikiPix says, I wouldn't pay more than 50 for one.
Less than 50.
Oh, I wouldn't pay less than 50. Sorry, I read that completely wrong. Well, you're going to get a deal. I guess it's got to be real in order to pay more than 50, right? All right.
Kayla's going to run out and get one.
Do it. They're all over eBay, apparently. All right. So you are currently tied at 2-2. All right. Here is the next item. This is, I'm going to say Schaefer.
Schaefer
beetle.
Yeah.
In resin. So it's basically like, I'm not going to say fossilized. It's just statued in resin. It's a very pretty bug, actually, in my opinion. I put down here at the bottom, I thought it was important to state that it is only 2¾ inches wide and 1.5 inches wide. I'm not sure exactly how big this bug is in real life, but that's why I thought it was important to bring in the description of the height and the width to help you determine this. But again, yes, this is weird oddities that I found. There's an actual section category in eBay listed as weird stuff. And that's where I got this from. Weird stuff. All right. So I've listed this item for $14.95. And you can see here that they've sold at least one. But what is the real price? Do you think the real price is more or less? Go ahead and reveal. Both of you say more. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. $27 for this bug in resin.
Wow.
It's actually pretty rad. Like,
That's pretty cool. Really cool.
That is pretty cool. That's a good looking little bug there. All right. And the last one. I think this is going to be this is gonna be the tiebreaker. There's no way that both of you guessed the same thing on this one. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? A 1959 blonde female head mounted on a trophy plaque. And I put a little bit of detail in here because I found this very curious. It says, the stuffed girl's head is from 1959 and was made available to the public only as a mail order item from Honor House Products Corporation out of Lynbrook, New York. Honor House advertised this item in Men's Adventure magazine.
Wow.
The head is adventure.
The head is roughly 7¾ inches wide, 8.5 inches high, and 4.5 inches deep in excellent condition. So this is the 1959 blonde female head on a trophy plaque, only found in Men's Adventure magazine. I wonder why, right? All right. While y'all think about that, okay, you're gonna get a little bit of help from the crowd. We got Andy says less, Aaron says less, Atlanta Flippers. Hey, that's a new name, buddy. Thanks for coming out and joining us tonight. He says it's definitely more. Oh man, Ken says more, Angelo says less. It's all over the place. I don't know what you're gonna do. I say it's $299.98. Since this is a tiebreaker, I'm going to let Dina reveal. And Gary, you just get to see, you get the opposite of what she.
Fair enough.
That works. Fair enough.
Good way to break the tie. Yeah.
You're the house champion. So we're going to let Dina, the guest, make the call. So, right. Dina.
I hope.
All right.
That's weird.
She goes for less. All right, Dina. The actual price is $449.99.
That is insane.
Wow.
By resigning champion default, Gary, you still remain champion.
That's just weird.
On the mounted woman's head.
Yeah.
So
wow. Is that crazy? That is some crazy stuff on eBay, man.
Absolutely. Absolute Patrick nuts. Probably bought it. That's why he called it.
Yeah. Patrick, where is this hung in your house? Exactly. We want to know. We want to see the proof on Instagram. You got to post it.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Flipper got it right, too. He said absolutely more, if I'm not mistaken. He called it, too. Good job. And I want to say hello to Miss Jennifer Hayes. Sorry that I did not see you come in earlier, but I have seen you throw the links in the chat, and I do sincerely appreciate your help there, my friend. It's about the time my internet started really messing up that I realized that you were in the chat, and then it just blanked me, and I'm sorry. Thank you for doing what you do and helping us out, Jennifer. What's Wiki Pick say? Yeah. If a chicken nugget can sell for $100,000, then a rubber woman's head can surely bring in some money.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know exactly what he's talking about as far as a chicken nugget is concerned, but when I was looking this stuff up, I did see a Burger King chicken nugget for sale. I did not record the price, but it was just listed as being in the shape of an Among Us character. You've heard of that game?
Yes.
Among Us. They look like little astronauts or something like that. Spacemen. So, yeah. Chicken nuggets for sale because it's in the shape of an Among Us character. Wow. No, I need full body real deals with animatronics. Not just the head.
TMI. Yes. TMI.
I love it. Oh, man. What did Ken say up in here? I want to know what Men's Adventure magazine is all about.
I know it was wild back in 1959. Whatever it was.
Apparently, catching a woman and putting her on a plaque.
I think we live in weird times now.
Exactly. Where do we go? Okay. So, Men's Adventure magazine. Look it up. I wonder what that's worth on eBay.
Yeah. Maybe not safe for work. We don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Don't show it on my YouTube channel. That's for darn sure. Yeah. Well, that is excellent. It is rolling up onto the 9 o'clock hour. Sorry, on the 9 o'clock hour. And I'm going to roll up this show. Dina, I sincerely appreciate you being here with us tonight and sharing your stories, sharing your about your lives. I'm going to push people your way as often as I possibly can. Appreciate it. Keep finding that free stuff and telling us about it because that interests me. I'm totally downloading free stuff alerts. And good thing you're in Kentucky and you're not anywhere near me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We would be fighting, girl.
I know. I know. I've got a lot of Louisville people and I get it all the time. I don't know.
Any brawls out on the roadside curbs alerts?
No.
That's good. That's good to know. All right, Gary, you want to tell about your YouTube channel real quick and advertise it for yourself?
Yeah. So, back in October, my wife and I purchased a Jeep Gladiator and we've outfitted it to go overlanding, which is basically car camping, essentially. And so we go on some pretty cool adventures. We do some installs on the Gladiator, talk about our lives. We just got back from Las Vegas, Nevada, where we attended a overlanding convention there. And it was a blast. It was, three solid days of really, really cool speeches. I told you about Chris Tonto Peronto that spoke. Also, the guy who invented baked Lays, he spoke. The guy that invented baked Lays. So the next time I eat a baked Lay, then he's the one that actually invented it. He was a food scientist.
I can honestly say the last time I was eating baked Lays, I didn't even think the guy who invented baked Lays.
It was one of those odd things. Yeah. So if you go to Dixie Overland on YouTube, that is our channel. And we would sure be glad if you did subscribe. It's just a lot of fun. And thanks to Jennifer for throwing that link up there in the chat. I really do appreciate that.
That's awesome. All right, Dina, any encouraging words you'd like to leave with our guests tonight?
Encouraging words. I would say be kind to people. You never know what people are going through. I went through a situation this week. People just need to be nice and encourage each other, lift each other up. quit tearing each other down. That's what we're here for, is to teach and to be a community. And that's why my show is build a better community, because that's what we need to do. And I thank you guys for all your support and for having me on. And I appreciate it.
That's excellent. I 100% agree with all that. Be nice to one another, everybody. All right. Thanks again. I want to push you over to Josh's source report on his channel, Flip Finds Fun. It starts right now. Him and Jimmy are going to go over their final bracket for their yard sale challenge that they've had going on. So y'all don't want to miss that. Thanks again for coming out. Don't forget to subscribe before you go and leave that thumbs up. Appreciate it. Y'all stay safe out there, everybody, and have fun picking. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Bye. Thanks, everyone. Take care.